All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, February 20th of 2025. And looking ahead here, NBA second half of the season gets underway tonight. We have a nine-game NBA main slate on schedule for tonight. And then we also have the Four Nations Championship. I know we don't have projections for that, but still pretty cool to keep up with the USA versus Canada match tonight. So that will be exciting. But those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up. We are just going to work our way top down here in the chat, answering questions and, doing a build demo and all those good things. So first question from Ryan. Do you know how many sims are used in a bucket when sim diversity is set to 7, 8, 9? I get that at a sim diversity of 10, only one sim is used, but I'm curious about the other, about the number of sims grouped at the other levels. Okay, good question. So, when you pull up sim diversity, right? So important things to know. Sim diversity 10 is one sim per game. Sim diversity 0 is all the sims, which is the average projection. Because understand what we do, right? Let's say that, Jokic has a 66.65 average projection. What does that mean, right? That means when we go to Denver in this Denver-Charlotte match and we simulate this game out, I think we have 25,000 sims of each game on the slate now. When we simulate it, we simulate out all those 25,000 sims, right? This is his mean projection. This is how many points he scores on average. We add up all his scores divided by 25,000. We get the 66.65 number, okay? So what happens when we take less than all of them, right? So 0 is all of them, which is the numbers you see in the MyProj or SSProj. 10 is a single sim. And then at 10, right? So, his average might be 66.65, but we're going to take one sim. And in this sim, he scored 55, right? Just as an example, that number, that 55, is how we analyze him. We're like, hey, is this player good enough to get into the lineup? Or is there some other combination of players that are better, right? So then when we take, say three sims, say he scores 50, 60, and 70, right? Well, if you add those up and divide by three, which is the mean, the average is 60, right? So then we would use the number 60 as in our analysis, right? So that's what's happening there. As far as the other numbers, I don't know. We used to display this 2 years ago, maybe, but I think we made some changes and for reasons that are above my head and above my skill set, we don't show this anymore. The most important thing to understand is that 9 is like less. And then as you go down in numbers, you're adding more and more sims. Okay. So 0 is the most. And then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're going less sims, less sims, less sims, less sims, all the way till you get to 10, which is one single sim. So we don't show it. I don't expect us to bring that back most likely here, but that is just an overview of how it works. All right, next question. Hi, I just rewatched this video with Jordan from July of last year. Is self-simming and simming a contest multiple times against different fields something that is still recommended? Haven't seen much talk of it recently. Okay, good question. So this idea of simming a build against itself was a very good idea at the time, and it made us rethink our contest sim logic. We're like, one thing we're big on, right? We want to save our customers time. We want to give them the best things up front, right? So like, for instance, people will ask like, hey, what are the best sliders? And, if I just open a new build, right? It'll go back to the defaults, and the sliders are set to 2.7. Hey, you know, we think these are the best sliders. If there were better sliders for you, we would give you those, right? We wouldn't make you change them. We want to give you the best stuff right away, right? So this made us, you know, rethink our contest sim logic. We're like, hey, if this idea of self-simming is actually good, why aren't we taking it into account upfront for our customers so they don't have to, right? So basically in August or September, like a month or two later, our team made an update to the way our contest sims work. And you can actually see this update in the contest tab. So when we used to use the contest sims, right, what would happen was each lineup would go into the contest sim by itself, get simmed against the pool, and then the ROI returned. The reason self-simming came up is because of self-competitiveness of your lineups fighting against each other, right? So if you just right-click on a contest, you click Add Custom Contest Sim, there's this new field called User Entries, right? This tells the builder how many lineups you are playing in the contest. You click the little eye, it says the simulated number of user entries in the contest if set to 1. Each lineup will be simmed independently against the field. If greater than 1, the sim will treat all of your lineups as a portfolio to reduce self-competitiveness. Okay, so this is what we weren't accounting for. And the self-sim, you know, idea basically made us realize this. And so we went back, we made updates to the contest sim logic. So we no longer propose users do self-simming because we have updated our contest sim to account for self-competitiveness. So that's why we don't talk about it as much as we used to. All right. Next question. Why does the min, median, max destination change when going from autofill to direct fill? Okay, good question. So the reason it changes is because your lineups are going to be different from when you're using autofill versus direct fill. Okay, so let's just like run a build here. Why don't I go and enter something here so we can have a file to look at. And we're just letting this build run. All right. I'm entering something real quick so we can mess around with this. Okay. Main slate today. And so I'm going to enter two contests here. It makes it a little bit easier to understand. And we probably need multiple entries to do this. So this should work. Okay. So I just entered something super, super basic here. So if I go to upload entries, download template file, drag and drop this. All right. So here, right, I entered a dime time and a quarter jukebox, right? And I'm just going to go in here and fill this out real quick. Low stakes, 20 max. I don't remember what it had. Let's just guess. And then we'll say it's something like this, right? And then let's disable this custom one. All right, so we have two contest sims, right? So I'm going to go back to my build. And then I'm going to click run contest sim. And let's sort by exposure. All right, so the contest sim is done, right? So it's important to understand the differences between direct fill and autofill, right? So with direct fill, notice in if I go to this dropdown, I have 7 entries across 2 contests, right? So right now it's showing me 7 lineups, right? So what does this mean? So right now I'm sorting by ROI. So what's happening right now, because both contests are selected, the builder is using the average ROI for the lineup between these two contests. You can see this down here in the summary statistics. It says average of selected contests. So my average ROI is 403, right? But if I go down, my ROI in the quarter jukebox is 520, and then my ROI in the dime time is 286. So there's actually a big difference between the two contests. But because both are chosen right now in direct fill, the average comes out to 403, okay? So direct fill uses average ROI, which can impact this sorting, right? So for instance, let's just look at like our top exposures, right? So Elfrid Payton, Miles Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns are like the top three, right? But what if I only select one contest instead of two? So Miles Bridges goes down here, right? So this is like kind of the impact. So yes, we still have Towns, we still have Payton, but now we only have one lineup with Miles Bridges, right? So using an individual contest's ROI is different than using, you know, the average of the two, okay? So direct fill uses average ROI across contests, and then autofill, right, is going to use contest-specific ROI. So this one was asking about the ROI, so I'm going to set up the aggregate metrics. So it was max, median, and then minimum. Save. So these are our three numbers, right? So 403, 326, 315, okay? And then when I go to autofill, right, and I click save, numbers can be different, right? 520, 223, 219. This is because what's happening So if we go back to direct, right? So what autofill does, goes into your contest list. It unchecks all the contests. It checks the top one. It lets the builder resort the lineups. It applies any min uniques, any min or max exposures, any filters. And then it saves the lineups. And then it unchecks that contest, moves on to contest two, does the same thing. Okay? And you click save. This is mimicking autofill. The difference here is that, you know, that takes me, you know, a number of seconds to do. And autofill, I go here, I click save, and it's done in, you know, 3 seconds there, right? So same process, just less time consuming. So the important thing to know is that autofill is using contest-specific ranking, directfill is using average, unless you only have one chosen. So that will impact the lineups, that will also impact the aggregate metrics, right? Because we saw how the 403 was the average, but one contest had 520, one contest had 286, right? So like this top contest probably wouldn't make it into the dime because there are probably other contests with higher ROIs going in, like that are ranked higher for the number of entries that I have, right? So this lineup grades out best on average, but maybe not in a contest specific format. So those are the big things to remember when comparing aggregate metrics in direct fill versus auto. All right. And then, you know, just one other interesting thing, right? I can uncheck a contest, and then my metrics should change, right? So 286 max in one, and then 520 max in the other, right? So that's like another thing to keep in mind, right? And some of this comes down to payout structure. Some of this comes down to how many entries there are in a contest. There are a number of reasons that, you know, these aggregate metrics could be different. All right. Good stuff there. Hacksauce said, yo, what's up, bro? Just want to tell you that watching your videos, build reviews, etc. have helped me tremendously. I've been on a roll less than 3 months. My money is on fire. So thank you. Awesome, man. That's great. I'm glad to see, you know, hey, you're putting in the work, right? You're doing the build reviews. You're reviewing your own lineups. You know, you're iterating over your process. It's awesome to hear when, you know, those things are actually helping people, and then people are realizing those results. So keep it up. Hope you have a strong second half of the NBA season here. All right. Good stuff so far. Let's check in on Discord and see if any more questions are coming in the Discord there. All right, we got one here from Drummer Boy. So let's get that one up. And Drummer Boy said, talking about FanDuel single game, not something we talk about a ton here. All right, for FanDuel single game, what's the best way to get the max exposure you want? I notice it gives you a total max exposure across all positions. Yeah, so the biggest thing here, right, and this is like for all FanDuel single game slates, unfortunately, at the moment. So the problem, okay, just so you guys are aware, you know, the problem is when you go to DraftKings Showdown or you know, their version of single game, right? Say we're talking about who's on the slate, Jason Tatum, right? Jason Tatum captain is technically a different player than Jason Tatum utility, okay? In FanDuel, they do not differentiate. Jason Tatum is just Jason Tatum, even though he can go into all of these positions. So that's why we show total ownership. We effectively have to build our own internal player differentiator because FanDuel doesn't give us the information that way. So that's why we show total ownership. We basically take all of Jason Tatum's ownership across utility, pro, star, MVP, and show you a total. We don't show it on an individual positional level for the same player the way we do like for captain versus utility for DraftKings, right? So unfortunately, there's not a good way to do that, I don't think, at the moment. Like, I don't think you can say, give me, you know, 25% in the MVP, you know, 20% in star. I don't think you can do that. I am not a FanDuel single game shark. I could check with Chris on our team, who is a, you know, fan, like solely plays FanDuel due to, you know, where he lives, and circle back. So this one did come in the Discord, so I can reach out and ask and see if he has any ideas and get back to you there. So that is what I will do after the show. I'll make a note for myself. Drummer Boy. FanDuel single game. All right, cool. All right, good stuff there. Let's see. Any more questions? That's it for now. So why don't we go back? We'll do like a full build slate demo here. I was kind of jumping around, you know, doing different things, but if I were sitting down and building for today, right, for the upcoming slate today, what would I do? First thing I would do, two adjustments, two projections, right? Good stuff there. Going to trust SaberSim. I would build the max number of lineups you can. I'm going to build 500 for the demo. I also like to increase minimum salary a little bit there. So I'm going to click build lineups now after increasing my min. It's just a bigger slate. Probably don't need to get that weird. I would go to the contest page, and it's a good opportunity to upload your entry file, which I've already done. Now, this does come up sometimes, so just in case nobody knows this, if you've already uploaded an entry file, right, and let's say that you've removed contests, you've added entries, right, whatever you do, you need to upload a new one, right? How do you do that? You just click this up arrow next to download entries, and then you get the same pop-up, and then you can drag and drop again. So the green version is like, only if you haven't done it yet. And then afterwards, just use this arrow. Okay. So just so you guys know. All right. Let's go back to our build. So lineups should be about done here. And then I'm going to kick off the contest sim. And I'm going to come in, you know, move some columns around, sort by exposure, make sure I can see my leverage. So what I would do here, right, and this is like what I normally do. So I want to figure out what min unique number I should use, right? And I prefer a couple different aggregate metrics. So I prefer average projection and average ROI. These get it done for me. I like to select the contest I have the most entries in, say 5. And then I like to figure out a min unique number for this, right? So it's okay. We're at 273.5 projection, 131 ROI. So then I would just start jumping, right? I'm gonna jump pretty far. So I'm at 4 uniques and I'm doing just fine, right? I actually, the top 5 lineups all have this many players different from one another, which is kind of cool, right? Okay, well, we can go further, right? Let's go to 5. 5, there's a change, right? ROI comes down like 10-ish percent. Average projection actually goes up a little bit. Interesting. Okay, so let's go to 6. 6, projection comes back down. A lot bigger jump with ROI, like down like 20%, right? So between 5 and 6, I would probably go back to 5. And then I'm like, okay, you know, how do I feel about my exposures and my leverages at this point, right? And then I could come in here, kind of see like, hey, you know, do I like this? Do I not like this, et cetera? And then, you know, maybe I'm like, hey, this is like a little too much leverage. I'd rather be a little bit flatter. And I go down to 6. And then now I don't have any player in more than 3 lineups. And maybe I like this spread a little bit better, right? You could stay with 5. You can come down to 6. You could go back to 4, right? You got to figure out what makes sense to you. But for me, the biggest indication here, right? If my aggregate metrics move a lot, that tells me, hey, we need to stop. We need to check this and see if we want to continue on, stay, or go backwards, right? So I'm using those indicators to figure out, you know, what I need to do at that point. And then after this, basically, I'd be ready, right? So I could take my 6 uniques. I was using direct fill just to figure out how many uniques I wanted, right? So then I go to autofill. So this is where I talk about like scaling, right? Like say I was playing like 150, a 20 max, you know, like a 3 max or something, and maybe like the 6 was good for the 150. Well, then I'd probably use like 7 for the 20, 8 for the 3, right? Just because there's less lineups that you need so you can get more unique, right? But here the... So I was saying I would use 6 uniques for both contests, but another important thing to remember, right? Do you want to use unique rank or rank fill? If you're using unique rank where no lineup is going to get used more than once, sort by prize pool, okay? I prefer rank fill if a lineup grades out well in multiple contests. I'm okay having that lineup played multiple times. It's cool with me. So if you're using rank, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to use rank. I'm going to click save, and then lineups go into my contests. And I would download them and be all set. So that's how I'd be building lineups for NBA today. All right. Follow up. Is there a reason you don't have the sim set to run auto after build finishes? You know what? That that option recently came out. I don't know if it's still on beta. I actually don't know where it is. It might still be on beta. I'm using like our normal production app, and I don't see it here. And maybe it's in contest, but it is like a cool thing to do, right? To have your contest sim run automatically. I'm almost positive it's on beta because I don't see it. But when it does come to the production app, I probably will turn it on. So either way, that's how I'd be running lineups for today. Sometimes it's good, you know, like for the show to also have it off because so many things running automatically, it's a little bit easier to talk through them, help people understand what's going on as they're clicking buttons. But either way, good point. It's at the sim build settings, correlation, etc. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Run contest sim automatically after build. Okay, so if you guys don't want to, you know, waste time, if you guys want to go faster, right, you can have the contest sim. As soon as the build finishes, the contest sim will just kick. And this is, you know, thank you for calling this out in case, you know, people weren't aware of this. Obviously, I haven't talked about it much. The contest sim will just run by itself, right? So, other thing is I do this show a lot of times without an entry file. So, that's another reason there. But either way, very, very, you know, hey, we got to shave seconds off our process, right, with NBA. So, that's a nice little... feature to have on to do so. All right. Going to circle back to office hours one more time. Looks like we're all caught up here. Office hours, YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy having some NBA action back today. And I will see you all tomorrow. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.